Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right now, I do want to welcome in our... So I'm hearing another large feedback here. It's very strange today with
the
echo.
But we feedback, man.
I got echo today. I don't know what it is. It's not my fault. I'm not the one doing it, but I hear it.
It always happens to you, though.
It is happening to me, but that's okay. We're going to welcome in the great Matt Hammer. He's our Boomer and Geo meteorologist. Matt, good morning. What's going on?
So good to talk to you guys. Good morning. And just blame it on Faye, Geo. Everything that bad happens today, just blame it on Faye.
All right, we will do that, Matt. So this is a big day for you, getting people all riled up and scared about rain and wind. So why don't you go ahead and tell us what's going to happen to the tri-state area?
Yeah, not scared at all. You know, it's nothing we can't handle. It's not the biggest storm we've ever seen. But certainly, I mean, we're looking at a good potential for flash flooding all throughout Long Island, New York City, New Jersey, the Hudson Valley, Western Connecticut, as well as we go throughout the afternoon and evening. You know, the wind is not really the main focus of this. It's all about the flash flooding potential when we're talking about 1 to 4 inches of rain through tonight. Ooh.
Wow. Wow. I'll tell you what, you know, Matt sounds like the emergency broadcasting system, doesn't he?
He really does.
You get kind of in the zone on a storm day in one track mind a little bit, and you get that announcer voice going.
But do you do the Holland Tunnel announcing too? Like, you know, when you go through the Holland Tunnel and it comes through your radio where, you know, they're telling you what's going on around the Holland Tunnel? Do you
Not
do
yet,
that?
At least.
Yeah. Well, you have the voice for it. It would be perfect.
Yeah, so Matt, this could be your big break. If you end up doing great reporting on this particular storm, that could be part of your reel that you send out to get a real job. Do you feel the pressure when you're doing your reports on News 12 today with this tropical storm?
No, you know, I've been doing this long enough, coming up on from when I started freelancing almost 10 years ago to now with a full-time job at News 12, that, you know, you don't really, you get obviously in the zone and everything, and you want to make sure you just help everybody through the rain and the wind and everything like that, any coastal flooding. But you know what? Not too concerned or nervous about, you know, being putting all the pressure on me for this at all. Just want to get the facts.
But I know you want another job. I know you want to be able to get in an affiliate somewhere. And we had this idea.
There hasn't been one time that you haven't gone with this. But hold on. Yeah. If I could just say, the one thing I do love about News 12 is that we are broken up into five different regions. So, like, on a storm day today, we can focus on a specific area, like just Long Island, just New York City, just New Jersey, or just the Hudson Valley or Western Connecticut.
As local as local news gets. Yeah, we know the phrase.
We get it, Matt. We're talking about you and your future right now.
Right, because we are invested in you now. Yes. We are buying Matt Hammer stock, and we want to see it rise. So we had this idea. I saw you playing the guitar, singing country songs on your Instagram. So we need to get you somewhere where country music is popular, Oklahoma, Texas, Middle America somewhere, and you can be the country singing weatherman, because nobody's doing that. So what do you think about that, incorporating the guitar and the singing into the forecast?
I like where your head is at, Gio. I mean, we can do that, playing the guitar, doing the weather, break out into a random cover from time to time, whatever you think. We could talk about this more, but I think you're onto something there.
You know what? Nashville's a good city. Now, do you have any tornado experience? Because if you go there, you're going to have to be able to discuss tornadoes.
Right. Obviously, towards Tornado Alley and down south, tuned towards the Midwest, obviously you need to be on top of your game for the severe weather and tornadoes. Not so much, obviously, here. We don't get them often, but from time to time, you do get a few rolling through, and of course, you study it in school and everything as well, so there is the knowledge there for sure. And I mean, even today, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a weak tornado across the tri-state somewhere.
Oh, wow.
Those setups that you get, you can't rule it out.
That's a breaking news right there. Now, let me ask you this, Matt, real quickly. For a guy like you, is like the Weather Channel, like, would that be like the greatest job in the world or no?
I mean, obviously, when you're talking about weather, that's kind of at the top of the list right away, just by default. But yeah, the weather, obviously, any place in New York City, networks, things like that. But as I said every time before, I'm going to tell you I love my job right now, and then you guys can roll with whatever you want.
Yeah, okay, Matt, we get it. So,
which I do. I really do.
Yeah, no, we understand. I mean, of course. We as local news gets. Matt Hammer, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah, it's right. Jeez. I mean, tongue-baited, News 12 every time. We're trying to help you. I mean, jeez. Don't look a gift horse horse in the mouth here every time. So Al Dukes just moved to the ocean. He's he can see it from his window.
He's in Brick, and, right?
No, Bradley Beach is where he's at.
Okay.
And so is there some concern that his condo is going to get swept away in storm surge today, Matt?
No. I mean, you'll get some minor coastal flooding there for sure, and I'm looking at the radar right now, and he's got some downpours moving through around there. But and you'll get some wind gusts right at the shoreline, about 30 to 45 miles per hour, but Al will be just fine come Monday.
That's good.
But eventually, it's at some point, with the rising seas, he's going to be swept away,
Matt? It's not ideal for long-term living when you have the risk for these storms in the summertime. You know, it's always a possibility. So as long as the insurance is checked up, just you should be good to go, hopefully.
Should be all right. Now, you know, he's living in an area where climate change could really have a profound effect on his life. Isn't that true?
I mean, we're all dealing with climate change right now. I mean, obviously, the Earth goes through these periods of warming and cooling. Right now, we've been on that warming trend, and we've seen, actually, just a fun fact for today, too. This is the earliest that we've gotten to the letter F in the Atlantic hurricane season in July. Typically, these are August and September storms for us, so that's just a sign of not necessarily stronger storms, but they're happening earlier and quite more frequently over the past couple
of years. By the way, Matt, you must have been watching the Weather Channel, because I saw that exact story last night.
Oh, really? No, I really wasn't.
No,
I was sleeping last night. Actually, for a change, actually got a full night's sleep. So, no, I didn't actually see that on the Weather Channel.
Well, big day for you. Big day. Yeah. It's a big weekend for you, really.
It really is a big weekend for you, Matt. So before you go, why don't you give us a couple of bars of your go-to country song so we can all feel good heading into the weekend. We're going to be in our houses all weekend, so I figure this would be a nice light way to send us into our weekend.
Well, come on, put me on the spot here. I don't even know where the guitar is right now.
You don't need the guitar. You could just sing, man.
Oh,
I heard your voice. We want to hear your voice.
No, not going there.
Matt, how could you not go there?
Did you really think I was going to go there live on the spot?
Yes,
here?
Of course.
This is a practicing hobby I have now. We're not at full potential yet here.
Matt, I'm telling you right now, we are giving you the opportunity here to be our resident meteorologist. We're helping out your career. We put you on the air. We're pumping the hell out of News 12 for you. I'm even saying the damn thing. All I'm asking for is one thing, is for you to sing some country music. You're going to tell me no?
Respectfully.
Oh, my.
How about the intro to Friends in Low Places? Something cool like that. Blame it all on my roots. One of those.
Why don't you do a duet with him, man?
I grew up in boots. And that's all I'm
going to get. My black tie.
Matt, you've got this great deep voice. I was trying to sell this to the guys earlier because I was the only one who saw it on Instagram.
Yeah.
This deep country voice saying how great you were. Now I'm giving you an opportunity to do it on the air to all our listeners, and you're giving me one line. It's pathetic.
You put me on the spot here.
I know. The world is being put on the spot, man. Come on. Let's go. Man, step up. You either got it or you don't.
Damn, you're Hammer Time. Let's get this thing going.
This is Hammer Time.
Oh, I know. There's no way. There's no way.
Wow. I tell you, that's so disappointing,
Matt.
I
hate to tell you, but I don't even know what I would go to really right now.
Did you just sang a Sam Hunt song on your Instagram? You don't remember the lyrics to that?
Yeah, I do. Do you remember what you're talking about? I'm trying to remember right now.
All right, I'll find the one. And then you're going to sing
How many Sam Hunt songs did he sing on Instagram?
Boy, he's got a ton of hits.
It was like a mashup of like four.
Can you sing this?
Come on.
Come on, Hammer Time.
Come on, Hammer Time.
Come on, Hammer Time.
What song is it?
Oh, my gosh. He doesn't even know the song.
See, I'm more of a modern country guy, the country pop, country rock.
How about this one? How about this one, Hammer Time? How about Sam Hunt?
What do you got, Dukes?
Leave the night on. That's a good one.
Oh, man, this is going to be so embarrassing, but yeah, do it.
That's the idea.
I know.
Go. Go ahead.
Are you playing it, or are you just coming to go?
I just want you to, I thought you were going to sing it.
A cappella.
Yes.
The chorus, the hook.
Girl, you got the bead right, killing in your Levi's. High up on your love has got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby, don't you want to rally again? Find a road with no name, lay back in the slow lane. Sky dropping Jupiter all around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows, I bet you we're catching our second wind. We don't have to go home, we can leave the night on. My voice is so nervous right now.
That's
sounded
great,
good to me,
man. You did it.
That's great.
You stepped up, man. You sacked up for once, Hammer Time. See, look at
absolutely,
that.
Unabashedly,
sucks.
A while, but you know what? Finally gave you something at least. My goodness.
There you go. There you go, Matt. Well, you're a good sport, and you can continue to be our meteorologist. It was a little shaky there for a second. I was about to pull the plug and then hire somebody else, but you did it. You stepped up. And you did a nice job for us. Thank you for the information on Faye. By the way, Matt, do you have any cushions outside on your patio or deck?
You know, I saw Al's tweet this morning, and thankfully I did because I had to grab some in really, really quickly. The worst thing, wet right. cushion, worst thing.
Right, worst thing. So I bring in your cushions, Matt. All right, take care. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, thanks so much, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.